After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hi, Mom.
Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing, baby. How are you?
I don't know. Stephanie was here just a little bit ago. She made me get all down again. And...
What's Stephanie coming there for?
Sign over power of attorney of everything for Amanda.
Uh-huh.
The other stuff she already wants her to sign. But I didn't do that. I'm going to let Tom handle it.
She wanted you to sign the divorce papers and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom said to wait on it, so.
Yeah.
And I don't see what the big deal is about signing off the kids. If you're incarcerated, you're no threat.
Yeah. She said that it's pretty likely that the therapist will ask that, you know, the kids be able to write their dad. But I wouldn't be able to write them back, though.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, at least the kids can, you know.
And that will brighten your days.
Yeah. How's Beth doing?
Beth is doing fine. She says she loves you.
Talk to anybody else?
I talked to Kelly again.
Yeah.
And Tom, I guess Tom got the papers or whatever for the appeals.
Okay.
And she said that this could work more in your favor, believe it or not. Because she didn't think that they would let you in the program because that judge is a bitch. That attorney general is a bitch. And that is her word.
Yeah.
Well, that's her words.
Yes.
I know.
Just hard. You know?
I know it's hard.
Breaking my heart.
You're my baby. I know it's breaking your heart. It's breaking my heart.
All these things go through my head. I think 15 years. Wow.
It won't be that long. It will not be that long.
Now I'm planning on it. And if something else happens, that's going to be awesome.
Yep, there you go. But, you know, it won't be. I mean, it won't be.
You know, appeals are a hard thing to do, you know?
Not with all the grounds you have for appeals, though.
That's true. Tom and Joe both said it will be appealed. It will. He said
yep.
It's the best case
yep.
I've ever had.
Yep. Joe's words, he's never seen anything like it. So. And with your court-appointed attorney, it will be cheaper. And him being... That's what he does. He's good at it. I mean, you know, most of our costs could be getting paperwork and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Talk to Amanda?
I did. And
she's
I told
okay.
Amanda. She kind of had her head in the cloud, you know. She's disgusted. They're all assholes. I said, Amanda, keep your head up. I said, you know, you are who you are. I said, that's never going to change. She said, I know. She just hates what they've done. And I said to her what I said to you. They offered you 6 months. You could have took 6 months and been out, little Mr. Selfish Boy, and been off scot-free, la-di-da-di-da. But you fought it. You fought it for the right to your kids because they couldn't give you that. I mean, that looks good for you. And she said it does. So don't ever doubt that.
I think about it all. It's all I can think of. My whole
body's
shaking.
I know.
My whole body's shaking. I feel worked up. My heart's racing. I just feel like the life was sucked out of me.
No, it's not. Like, you are a strong man. You come from the best.
Yeah.
You do. And when you get vindicated of all this, we're all moving. Far, far away from Barry County.
I sent you a letter yesterday. Can I get it tomorrow?
I got a card for you here. I want to put that picture of Mom and Dad in it for you.
Probably should wait. For now,
Why?
You know what I mean? Because I'll be leaving probably Monday. And then I can't take anything with me. Nothing.
What do they do with all that stuff you have?
I'll give it to Amanda on the visiting day. They told me today it was going to be like one night this week, but then they told me earlier that the sergeant said we'll just do it during regular visiting hours. So I don't know. But it's supposed to be longer.
Isn't it supposed to be in a room?
Through glass, the normal room.
Oh.
Poor Wayne, he cried so hard.
And there wasn't a dry eye on your side.
Oh, I know.
There's no doubt everybody there loves you and supports you. When they wouldn't let me hug you, it broke my heart.
I know. He's an officer.
Oh, he was nice about it. But when I stood up to leave, my knee gave out again and I about fell.
Yeah?
Jordan took me out to my car.
That guy said something when I was speaking and I thought they would have kicked us out of the courtroom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who said something?
Right.
How about an apology or something like
that?
Mm-hmm. What do you got to apologize him for? He was in love with you. It was an affair.
Crazy. Somebody in here said that they saw me turn around and say I love you to somebody behind me on the news.
Uh-huh. Well, me and Amanda and Bobby Caudill saw it.
Me say I love you?
You say you love me to us, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And Bobby kept holding her fingers, you know, that I love you.
Anybody guys give you guys trouble there or anything?
No. Nobody.
Was the police out there or anything?
Yeah.
I was worried that somebody would be crazy. I was hoping there was going to be police.
Well, I guess Dewey threw Bobby Caudill a kiss when she walked in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Bobby called him a cocksucker. And she hates how, I can't think of Bobby's words, but the attorney general bitch, I hope you're still listening. Yeah, Bobby can't stand that flumpy bitch.
Yeah.
Or a walleye. Or a walleye. They might have won the battle. They've not won the war. And I know it's hard for you because it's hard for me. But I just like I told Amanda, we will get through this. We will. All it's going to do is make our family stronger. They tried to break us, and they can't.
Well, the other stuff they're trying now, and with the Jamie thing, and or whatever with her, and with the Dale thing, I'm thinking, what in the world?
Well, that also, Joel Eldred said, that just shows more vendetta. You know, they offered, they had it on the table about the plea, and because, you know, it's like you chose to go to trial, they pull it away, that right there shows. And they've already started. They've already got their that stuff started.
Well, I'll let you go. Tell everyone I love them. And I gave Amanda...
You don't have to let me go. You do not have to let me go.
I don't want to waste all the time because I might want to call you tomorrow or something, you know? And
I'll put more time on here. I love you millions, Mike. To me, you're worth all the gold at Fort Knox.
Gosh, Mom.
Daddy's house phone's back on. You can call him. Mike, I know you're frustrated and stressed. And I know you need to talk. So if you need to call, you call.
So I'm not going to be able to for a long time.
You what?
I won't be able to call for a while now.
See, then you just, I don't like that. You can write, though, right?
Yeah.
It is, honey, they can't take it away. They cannot take it away. All they've done is just made an ugly situation for us. They cannot take nothing away. They can't. You hold your head up high. I'm more proud of you today than I ever have been. You're a good man. You're a strong man. You're a good father. And more importantly, you are a very caring. How can they say that? Some about remorse. You felt bad for those boys that they removed from the home.
I know.
I know. They don't know.
I know.
They talked about stuff they didn't know.
I know. Man.
I know. Crazy.
That is kind of how I predicted what they were going to do. I just didn't want to believe it.
Nobody wanted to believe any of this. It's like a vicious nightmare.
Yeah.
But maybe wherever you go, my heart goes with you. You want to talk to Carrie a minute?
Yeah, I'll talk to her for a minute, and then I'll say goodbye to you.
You call me later. I love you, Malia.
I love you.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, so hard.
I know.
You doing okay?
No.
Thought that was awful nice to see you to come.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought that was wonderful.
She just wish she could do more.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
You talk to Amanda?
Not yet.
Tell the kids how much I love them every day.
I will.
All right, well, let me talk to Mom for say goodbye and tell her how much I love them and miss them.
I will.
I love you.
I love you too, and call Dad, okay?
I will.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. You just hold on. I know it's hard to say. My heart stops.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Mine too, but I tried to keep it under control, you know, not...
You did so good. Mike, you did so good.
I love you, Mom.
I know how much this hurts you. but it will not be for that long. It will not.
All right. Well, I love you. Tell everyone how much I love them and miss them.
I will. I love you. Really miss them.
I love you, too. I sent Amanda out a letter with the address of where I'm going and my prison number, so you have to put that on, you know, when you send your letter. And you have to put the number
right.
on there every
we'll
time,
have to
okay?
Wait. We'll hear from you, yeah.
All right. I love you.
I love you,
Amanda. You don't have to. You don't have to wait to hear from me. Amanda's got the address. You can send one out on, you know, Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
She should have the letter today's Thursday. She should have it Saturday. So.
Oh. Okay.
All right. All right. I love you.
All right. I love you.
This call was terminated because it exceeded the permit.